Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome five Halo fans from Libertyville, Illinois. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Peter Moore.
Woo! Let's give it up for Corporeal, Hannah, Dave, Rob, Dave, and Marty. Excellent work. Great stuff, guys. Well done. Corporeal is made up of five talented teenagers from Libertyville in Illinois whose love for Halo led them here tonight. When they heard the music of Halo, they heard rock. And when we saw them on the internet, we just had to share their passion with you. Thanks again, Kapariel. Thank you, guys. Well done. These fans represent the millions of passionate Halo fans worldwide who will be playing Halo 3 in just 11 weeks from tonight. Welcome to the new E3. A few things are different about this year's show. First, clearly, we're outdoors in Santa Monica. We're also broadcasting live on television. For all of you watching from home, we wish you were here with us, but we're excited to bring this show home to you for the first time ever. And here's yet another first. This will be the first E3 briefing in which every demo, in which every game you will be seeing will be coming this year. It's a lineup that's packed with the biggest blockbusters and the most exclusives. In fact, when you leave here tonight, I think you'll agree with me. This is the greatest holiday lineup in video game history. So sit back and have fun. We have all the games you want to play right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Harmonix.
Thank you, sweetie. All right. Never been afraid of making a fool of myself. Here we go. It's Greg, that's Alex, and this is Helen. This is Harmonix, and this is Rock Band. Thank you. Let's pump it up to 11. Okay. Back up. There we go, the big... All right. Give it up for Harmonix. Greg, Alex, Helen, these are the people that make the game. And there it is, the world premiere of Rock Band, very poorly by me, where you and your friends, who hopefully are better than me, can sing. You can see how much fun it is. And play the bass and the drums, all in one game, and all in your living room. This game comes loaded with the songs you want to play, with a great mix of new and classic artists such as The Strokes, Nirvana, Black Sabbath, and The Who. And with more bands coming later this week. And through Xbox Live, you can build your own virtual band with friends around the world. But the party doesn't stop with Rock Band. Up next, we've got some real party animals in a game we're thrilled to debut tonight. Let's take a look.
The party animals are coming.
Become the ultimate party animal. Play as your favorite pinata. And find out what you're made of.
Someone's butt is on my good side.
Viva Pinata, party animals.
Viva Pinata, party animals is based on the hit animated TV series heading into its second season in over 20 countries. And with over 50 mini games and races, it'll keep your living room buzzing for hours on end. Our holiday lineup offers fun, new experiences, and blockbusters like BioWare's latest title, Mass Effect. It's another Xbox 360 exclusive, delivering an imaginative, interactive storytelling experience that puts you in the center of a universe in turmoil. Now, when we debuted this game at last year's E3, it won Best Role-Playing Game. Here it is, Mass Effect from Microsoft Game Studios.
Command, and he won't stop until he's wiped humanity from the galaxy.
I'll find some way to take him down.
Saren has allied himself with the Geth, but had something to do with that beacon.
Shepard!
Fabulous. This evening, I'm delighted to announce that Mass Effect will be on retail shelves this November. Led by titles like Mass Effect, Xbox 360 is driving growth across the entire ecosystem of interactive entertainment. Now, this growth is measured certainly by hardware sales, but more importantly, this growth is measured by total consumer spend across the entire video game category at retail. It's these economics that are lifting our industry towards a landmark achievement. This year, people will spend more money on games than they will on music. Now, what's driving this growth? Many people think of console sales. So let's take a look at the hardware numbers. According to industry tracker NPD, Xbox 360 has the largest install base of this generation, with 5.6 million units here in the U.S. Now let's take a look at the Xbox 360 momentum since the other two consoles launched. Well, you can see we're in a tight race with the Wii and outselling PlayStation 3 by nearly 2-1. But when we think about the health of the industry, we think about a lot more than just hardware. Of course, we think about games. And right now, Xbox 360 is selling more games than anyone else. In fact, since the launch of the Wii and the PS3 in November, Xbox 360 has sold more games at retail than both of these consoles combined. So how does this play for our third-party partners? Well, two-thirds of all next-generation third-party games are sold on the Xbox 360. Every month, our third-party partners check the game's bestseller list across all consoles. And since November, Xbox 360 third-party games have cracked the top 10 list 18 times. If you're wondering what the numbers look like on the next-gen platforms, here they are. 0 and 0, for those Brits in the audience, respectively. So what's this all add up to? Since November, consumers have spent $2.4 billion at retail on Xbox 360 hardware, software, and accessories. This is as much as our competitors combined. Said another way, half of all consumer spending in this generation is on Xbox 360. Now, as these numbers attest, together with our partners, Xbox 360 is driving the industry. And this holiday, we're shifting into a higher gear. So guess what games ranked as the top 5 bestsellers of the last generation? I'll give you a hint. These 5 games came from just 2 franchises, and I've got them both tattooed on my arms. They are... Honest, I do. They are the top 5 best-selling games of the last generation. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, Grand Theft Auto 3, Halo 2, and of course, the original Halo. There's a fan. Somebody from Bungie in the house, clearly. Not only did these franchises define the generation, but they powered the greatest holiday on record. We went back through the history books, and one holiday stands tall above all others. And that, of course, was Holiday 2004. And what were the top 3 selling games that year? Here they are. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Madden NFL 05, and, of course, Halo 2. That perfect storm of gaming combined to sell more than 11 million units during the fourth quarter of 2004. Now, 3 years later, this same perfect storm will touch time just in time for holiday. But this time, the only platform on which you can play all 3 franchises, Grand Theft Auto, Madden, and Halo, is, of course, Xbox 360. As IGN Entertainment announced Monday, these 3 franchises have the potential to drive a third of all new game sales in the second half of this year. These 3 franchises will drive our industry to record growth and form the foundation of the Xbox 360 holiday lineup. With these and all the other games coming this year, you'll understand why this holiday will be like unlike anything that's come before it. Now let's take a look at some of the other games that will build upon this foundation and help to drive the industry forward.
Oh!
sir. I'll find some way to take him down.
Please welcome Microsoft Corporate Vice President for Global Marketing, Jeff Bell.
Good evening, everyone. Peter has shown you how Xbox 360 has what you want right here and right now. Tonight, I'm here to show you why Xbox 360 is the destination for every member of the family. With new content on Xbox Live and great games for all kinds of audiences. One of these games is a fun new title we're introducing tonight. It's based on the award-winning board game that sold over 10 million copies worldwide. It's Seen It, and it's making its console debut exclusively on Xbox 360. Our version of Seen It will be brand new, built from the ground up to be fully interactive. It also comes loaded with new trivia questions, puzzle challenges, and movie clips in high definition. But that's not all. This game will also come with a new controller that we're announcing tonight. And here it is. It's the first controller that we've designed for everyone, young and old, newcomer or veteran gamer. When you see the answer on the screen, all you've got to do is hit the big button and give your answer. With Seen It, you get the game and all four of these controllers for the same price as an Xbox 360 game. It's a great way to quickly get four players into the action right out of the box. There's another big title that's bringing popular entertainment franchise to the Xbox 360. Its name, Naruto. It got its start in Japan with a series of graphic novels that sold over 71 million copies to date. Now, it's taken the world by storm with a new anime TV series airing on Cartoon Network, which, by the way, is the number one show for boys aged 8 to 14. Tonight, I'm excited to announce that our good friends at Ubisoft are bringing Naruto into the next generation for the first time exclusively on Xbox 360. Here it is, Naruto, Rise of a Ninja.
Hey!
We're bringing the best of entertainment world to the Xbox 360. From family games to TV shows to the wide world of sports. 3 years ago at E3, our partner Electronic Arts announced their commitment to Xbox Live. This historic announcement brought games like Madden, FIFA, and NASCAR to the Xbox Live for the very first time. Then, when we launched Xbox 360, EA brought sports games to life in high definition for the first time ever. Tonight, I'm proud to announce that this incredible 2008 lineup of EA Sports titles for Xbox 360 will run at twice the speed, twice as smooth as last season's game. That's right, twice as fast. And it all starts this next week with the launch of NCAA Football 08. And in sports, speed is everything. And who would know better than Heisman Trophy winner and NFL star running back from the New Orleans Saints, Reggie Bush.
Go. All right, Jeff.
All right, man.
Finish where we started backstage. As you know, I'm very excited about Xbox 360, this year's version, and Madden 2008. So how about we give them a little preview of it?
Why don't we show them that this game's got game like we started backstage, huh?
All right now, Jeff.
Well, see, this thing has incredible visuals, incredible speed, man. Almost as fast as you, but I don't know.
Man, I do this for a living. That's all we do.
All right. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll take the D, and maybe you should play O.
I do.
All right. Let's get it on. Okay, I'm not going to look. I'm not going to look at what play you're taking.
I'm picking at my controller now.
I'm not looking at what you're playing.
No, you Microsoft guys do. You try to cheat.
I'm going
to
wait. Okay.
Coming up here.
Okay, we'll see what you got. Here we go. I played you backstage, remember.
I hope Bill Gates ain't here to watch this.
Bush gets the call.
Let's go. Oh, here we go.
All right, we're gonna bring it back.
We're gonna bring it back.
That's what I'm saying.
We're gonna bring it back. Let's go.
Third and four now, though.
Third and four.
We might be passing that ball over to Drew Brees. What do you think? Maybe a passing play. I'm gonna hold off on the D now. I'm holding off on them.
Let's go.
Don't look at what I'm doing. Pass a run. Pass a run. Pass a run. Pass a run.
Jeff.
What's it gonna be?
You gonna pick a play today or what?
All right, here we go.
Four to go.
Here we go.
This is the eighth play in the draw.
Third and four. Third and four.
There you go.
Stop you once. I know you're going to pass. You're not going to run to yourself again.
Let's go.
Again, the handoff.
Oh, we got the outside. Let's go.
First down.
Let's go. Let's go. That's how we do it. That's realistic right there, Jeff. I'm not even watching, Jeff. I'm not even watching, Jeff. That's how we do it.
Man, you schooled me on that one, brother.
All right, buddy.
You did it. You did it.
I'm going to have to call your wife. You got to sleep on the bed tonight for that one, man. That was pretty.
I'm on the couch tonight,
in your
man.
House.
Oh, whew.
Man, let's go.
Well, everybody, that's in prime time. Xbox 360, Madden 08. It's launching next month. Reggie, thank you for showing us how great it plays, even though you humiliated me. And have a great season this year, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Reggie Bush. Xbox 360 is leading in sports, and we're also leading an online world through Xbox Live. This is the largest community connected to the television. Last year at E3, we said that Xbox Live would grow to 6 million members by now. Today, I'm happy to announce that we've eclipsed the 7 million member mark. Yes. Only about half of them are here tonight. That means that in the last year, we've added a new member every 8 seconds. This community continues to grow. And before next year's E3, we're forecasting that we will cross the 10 million member mark. As many of you know, one of the community's favorite attractions is Xbox Live Arcade. This is also something that is going to continue to grow the community and attract new members. Xbox Live Arcade has fun, pick-up-and-play games like Geometry Wars or Pac-Man World Championship Edition. To date, we've had over 45 million game downloads, everything from arcade games from our youth to the best in new titles. By the end of this year, you're going to have more than 100 games to choose from, including some new additions that I'd like to show you tonight. We'll be right back. You're going to get all of these games to play later this year, including two that are available to download tonight on Xbox Live Arcade. The original Sonic the Hedgehog and Golden Axe, both from our friends at Sega. I heard a big shout out for Golden Axe. While Arcade is a huge success, the fastest growing area of content on Xbox Live is our video store. Xbox 360 is the only console to offer on-demand movies and TV shows in both standard and high definition. In just 9 months, we've added more than 2,000 hours of entertainment content from 28 networks and studios. With 500 hours of high-definition content, our HD library is more than twice the size of the nearest cable provider. Xbox 360 is leading the way in digital distribution. Xbox Live members have spent more than $125 million on downloadable content since our launch. And it continues to grow, with our largest announcement of new entertainment content to date. Tonight, we're excited to announce an agreement with Disney to bring their huge library of classic hits to Xbox Live. Let's watch.
Is the key to finding the Glamis.
I'm an action figure.
Why did I risk my life for a selfish brat like you?
Now I feel really bad. Bad llama.
The United States government just asked us to save the world.
My parents are the greatest superheroes on the planet.
That's what I call high-quality H2O.
Oh! Oh, man, you're James Bond! Show somebody!
It seems you are the only survivor of this train wreck.
You are some kind of freaky.
You got me straight tripping, boo.
This is the greatest party I've ever been to!
You think you know what's coming? You don't have a clue.
We do things in this country quietly with dignity.
You must be really famous.
I am. Bring it on.
Way up.
Whoa! This is so much fun, it's freaky!
From Winnie the Pooh to Atlantis to Waterboy, we are offering the best in family entertainment. But here's the best part. Every single movie you just saw will be available to download tonight from Xbox Live, all in high definition. Yeah. But that's just the beginning. All the biggest hits in theaters today from Disney will be coming to the Xbox Live Marketplace. This announcement adds to the many partnerships already on Xbox Live. And now we're ready to take this digital show on the road. Starting this fall, we're going to go global with the rollout of high-definition video downloads on Xbox Live. By the end of this year, we'll be lighting up homes in both Canada and Europe. We're committed to bringing Xbox 360 to the world and everything that it has to offer. That's why, on August the 24th, we will launch the wildly popular Xbox 360 Elite in Europe to give customers even more storage and more ways to enjoy their favorite digital content from Xbox Live. You've seen tonight that we're opening up the Xbox 360 experience to more people than ever before. And as always, it starts with great games. Now, I would like to introduce to you my good friend and colleague and the head of Microsoft Game Studios. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Vice President, Corporate Officer, Shane Kim.
We'll be right back.
Jeff. Hello, everybody. As Jeff said, everything starts with the games, which is why that, with all due respect to Mr. Gates, I have the best job at Microsoft. Now, Microsoft Game Studios, our mission is simple. Partner with the world's greatest creators to deliver the world's greatest games. This holiday, we'll see new titles from master storytellers like Hironobu Sakaguchi, the creator of Final Fantasy and Blue Dragon, and now Lost Odyssey. The team at BioWare will deliver Mass Effect this November. And beginning September 25th, the folks at Bungie will capture the world's imagination once again with the third chapter in a truly epic story, Halo 3. And when these masterpieces arrive on store shelves, they'll join what's already been a great run of first-party titles on the Xbox 360. In each of the last 2 years, games published by Microsoft Game Studios earned a higher average review score than any other publisher in the industry. The latest title in this great run is Forza Motorsport 2 from our own Turn 10 Studios. Right now, it's the best-selling game on any platform in Europe, and it will sell more than 1 million units worldwide by the end of this month. At Microsoft, we're excited to have a 1-2 punch that's turbocharging the racing genre. The second punch is the best-selling Project Gotham racing series. The last title in this series, PGR 3, was one of our most successful Xbox 360 launch titles. The amazing team at Bizarre Creations is following up this hit with PGR 4, which I'm happy to show you today. Please welcome Brian Woodhouse and Craig Howard to take us through Project Gotham Racing 4.
Hi, everybody. Craig and I are really excited to bring you the next evolution in our critically acclaimed Project Gotham Racing series. Project Gotham Racing 4 continues to revolutionize this leading franchise with many exciting changes to challenge players to race with speed and daring and style. And now, for the first time, bikes will be introduced to PGR4. We've got all the top manufacturers like Honda, Suzuki, Ducati, and many more. This will be like nothing you've ever raced before. With bikes lining up alongside cars, we're in for some incredible racing. Bikes will also add cool ways to earn kudos, as Craig is now going to demo. So we slide them around the corner. Chasing those cars down in the wet, pulling a wheelie. He's looking behind and gesturing to some other players, and he's back into his slide. But as you all know, PGR is not just about bikes. PGR showcases over 120 of the world's most iconic vehicles from the past and present. From the classic Austin Mini Cooper to today's big hitters like the Dodge Viper and the Ferrari Enzo. And we're sure that everybody will find their favorite. Players will drive through gorgeous cities like St. Petersburg, Macau, and as you can see here tonight, Shanghai, across a total of 10 locations. Each location will have dramatic weather effects, including snow and fog. And right here tonight in Shanghai, we've got tropical storm and heavy rain. Our dynamic weather effects will create additional challenges and allow players to pull off daring moves during races. But there's no point pulling off all of these moves if you can't show off to your friends. PGR4 is the only racing game that will allow gamers to share photos and videos in our new online community feature, PGR On Demand. So these are just a few of the exciting changes we've made to PGR4, and we've got even more to show you during the coming week. So please look for PGR4 this September. And now we'd like to leave you and enjoy our latest trailer.
Yeah, I love PGR. Thank you, Brian and Craig. And as Brian said, we'll all be able to get PGR this September. Now, at Microsoft, we've given game creators the attention and resources to shoot for the stars, to take risks, and do things that only the best creative talent in the world can dream of, both this holiday and beyond. With titles on the way, like Remedy Entertainment's Alan Wake, the next Banjo-Kazooie title from Rare, Too Human from Silicon Knights, Fable 2 from Peter Molyneux in Lionhead Studios, and from Ensemble Studios, Halo Wars. We also have a new story on the way that's set inside the Halo universe. It will be told by one of the world's greatest storytellers, Peter Jackson, partnering with Bungie. These creators know what every game developer in the world has known for a while. Xbox 360 is the most powerful video game console on the planet. It's where the world's best interactive storytellers are writing their next masterpieces, like the title you're about to see. It takes us on a journey over 1,000 years and across dozens of civilizations. Of course, I'm talking about Sakaguchi-san's Lost Odyssey. It was a big hit at last year's Tokyo Game Show, and this year, it will be available exclusively on Xbox 360. Ladies and gentlemen, Lost Odyssey.
Lieutenant Kaya Marganar, it seems people are calling you the Immortal. We've heard there were almost no survivors after the meteor crashed on the Highlands. And yet, you appear to be unharmed. How did you survive?
I don't know.
What is the cost of my immortality? Lifetimes of battle. Lifetimes of bloodshed. Lifetimes of pain. I've survived here for 1,000 years, but I can recall none of it. As a mysterious magic power infects the soil of the world, the past must be revealed. Lost Odyssey.
Now, if you are an RPG fan, Xbox 360 is simply the best console to own this holiday, with a combined weight of our three exclusive RPGs, Blue Dragon, Mass Effect, and Lost Odyssey. Now, let's take a look at Microsoft's other great gaming platform, Windows. Tonight, we brought two exciting additions to our growing lineup of Games for Windows titles, featuring some very familiar faces. First up, I'm thrilled to announce that we're bringing Viva Piñata to Windows, bringing the colorful experience of Piñata Island to Windows PCs around the world. The next Windows title I'd like to announce tonight is Gears of War. Now, surprise. Now, despite our best efforts, this is clearly news that we've had a hard time keeping secret. Now, Gears of War is headed to Windows this holiday with completely new content, a game editor, and a couple of other very big surprises. So as I leave you tonight, let's welcome to the stage the lead designer of Gears of War, Cliffy B.
How you guys doing? My name's Cliff Blazinski, and last year on stage we showed you Gears of War on Xbox 360. And since then, it's been an amazing year. Gears has gone on to become the number one selling game on the platform, as well as the number one game on Xbox Live. I'm here today to show you Gears on PC. Now, Gears was celebrated for its integrated co-op experience, and we're bringing that experience to Windows, courtesy of Games for Windows Live. I got a little demo up here. I'd like to invite my buddy Rod to show off with you. Just give me a second here. I'll fire it up. Where's my controller? There we go. You can just call this up, find him online here. Hey, Rod's online. Hey, Rod, play a game with me. There we go. Now that'll take a quick second. Gears of War on PC features 5 new single-player chapters. It features a new multiplayer mode, a new multiplayer arenas, as well as new achievements. And after we shipped Gears on PC, we got a lot of feedback from people that they wanted to fight against the Brumac, which was that giant creature that you guys recall from the trailers. Well, now you're going to be able to see that, and I'm going to give you a brief demonstration of that battle right here.
There it is. Now what?
Now we piss it all over.
Unfortunately, I don't want to spoil how this battle ends, so if you guys want to see how it ends, you're going to have to check out Gears of War on Windows, XP, and Vista this holiday season. Thank you very much.
Great job, as always, from Cliffy. Gears of War is just one of the premier titles that sets into motion the vision laid out by Bill Gates at last year's E3. It's a vision that connects you to your friends wherever you are with new fun ways to play games and share experiences, all from a simple, easy-to-use interface that will be consistent across platforms. Tonight, I'm proud to announce the first wave of partners who've signed on to support this vision by adopting games to Windows Live: Sega, Eidos, and THQ. With these new partners, we're on track to deliver more than a dozen live-enabled titles by the end of the year. But that's not all. Today with Epic Games, we're announcing that Games to Windows Live support will be built in to Epic's Unreal Engine 3. Now, with Epic's commitment, exactly, it's a big deal. We're making it easier for developers to create live titles, bringing the PC and the Xbox 360 even closer together. Now, last year at E3, I talked about the renaissance of PC gaming powered by 3 things: revitalized marketing, enhanced graphics technology, and the launch of our most game-friendly operating system ever, Windows Vista. Now we're seeing the results. We brought a unified brand presence to more than 10,000 stores worldwide. We've launched our very first advertising campaign both here in the US as well as in Europe. And nearly 10 million gamers have made the move to Windows Vista. And this holiday, more than 60 titles from the top publishers around the world will carry the Games to Windows branding, including EA, Activision, THQ, and Sega. Titles like Crysis, Hellgate London, Age of Conan, Hyborian Adventures, and World in Conflict. So let's take a look at some of the most anticipated titles for the Games for Windows platform.
Use
Ugh, gross.
No matter the platform, we've got the hits this year. Next month, the award-winning BioShock will hit the shelves from 2K Games and Irrational Games. And when it does, it'll be an exclusive to both the Xbox 360 and Games for Windows. Next, I'd like to show you another title that's on its way for both of these platforms. Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. The team at Infinity Ward is back. And once again, they're setting new standards for next-generation gaming. They're bringing new innovation to a great franchise that produced our best-selling launch title, Call of Duty 2. In this fourth installment, Call of Duty will come out of the history books and into modern times with an intense and cinematic campaign. Here it is, Call of Duty 4.
Thousand people used to live here. Now it's a ghost town.
Our so-called leaders prostituted us to the West, destroyed our culture, our economies, our honor.
U.S. Marines stationed on high alert were given the order to invade the small but
just as they lay waste to our country, we shall lay waste to theirs.
You think this will stop the bloodshed?
Вы все равно скоро сдохнете.
We got a man down! Oblivion!
We need to take him alive.
Один сержант!
So if you think that was good, I'd like to invite to the stage Grant Collier and Jason West of Infinity Ward to give you a deeper look at Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. Welcome, Grant. Go get him. Thanks. Hey, Jason.
Thanks a lot.
All yours. Go ahead.
Gets me excited every time I see it. So, hot off the heels of Call of Duty 2. The Infinity Ward team has been developing Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. We're making a more sophisticated, deeper Call of Duty experience. Variety is the next big thing for us. We're going deep and we're going hard. So the next thing that we're going to be showing you guys, is going to be by project lead of Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, Jason West. Take it away, Jason.
Take one out when the other's not looking.
hold up. There's more cover if we go around. Forte goes inside. Don't even think about it. Wait there, Tango by the car. Take him out quietly, or just let them pass. Your call.
Okay,
go!
Где человек, стражон?
Stay hidden. Move up. Move up.
If you guys thought that was good, we've got a really exciting announcement tonight. Exclusive to Xbox 360, we're going to be bringing out an online multiplayer beta. So we need everyone to go out and check charlieoscardelta.com for more details. Thank you very much.
Right. Great. Success. Thanks, guys. Yes, nice work.
Thank you.
Good work. Right.
Well done. Thanks, guys. Thank Charlie and Jason Westman for the award. Thank you. I'm more impressed they can get Sean Connery for voice talent in these games nowadays. It's incredible. Moving from one great franchise to another, let's talk about one that never fails to take full advantage of the power of our platform, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell. This holiday, Ubisoft Montreal will deliver the next installment of this top franchise, Splinter Cell Conviction. Sam Fisher is back, but this time there's only one place he's going. And that is to Xbox 360. Now let's turn our attention to the next installment of one of the most popular, most groundbreaking franchises of all time. I'm referring, of course, to Grand Theft Auto 4. We've already caught a glimpse of this title through the second trailer released by Rockstar Games. Many of you have seen this before, but I bet you've never seen it on a screen this big, and I bet you didn't know that the real-time footage for each of the first two trailers were captured from an Xbox 360.
You're looking for some people.
We're all looking for that special someone. I need to know what happened. Give me that. For 10 years, I've been searching. I need this for you. A guarantee that you will find this man.
Please, no more killing.
Don't do anything stupid, cousin.
We have to find him.
Fine, you guys, you want my word? You got my word.
Pledge your finger, linger through the comments.
I'm the one.
who survived.
Get this done, and we'll talk.
Grand Theft Auto 4 hits the shelves on October the 16th in North America, on October the 19th across Europe. But where the GTA 4 experience stops on other platforms, it continues on Xbox 360. Two new exclusive episodes will be released by the spring of 2008, providing hours of entirely new gameplay for Xbox 360 owners. This will make Xbox 360 the only console where you can get the complete Grand Theft Auto 4 experience. Now let's turn our attention away from Liberty City and towards Tokyo. In addition to having great Western support, we're also partnering with Japanese publishers to deliver great content to the world. This generation, all major publishers in Japan have announced support for Xbox 360, with some delivering exclusive experiences. Xbox 360 will be the only place where you can play Sega's Virtua Fighter 5 with your friends online this generation. And this year, Namco Bandai will deliver two exclusive titles for Xbox 360, Ace Combat 6 and Eternal Sonata. And in March, that we announced that Devil May Cry 4 is coming to Xbox for the very first time. This commitment from Japanese publishers is so powerful that we decided to make an exception to tonight's holiday-only rule to show you the next installment of yet another franchise that will be appearing on Xbox for the first time. What you're about to see is the only game that won't launch this year, but it is in-game footage from Xbox 360. Let's take a look. You'll be able to see more of Resident Evil 5 on July the 26th when you can download the full version of this trailer on Xbox Live Marketplace. Thank you, Capcom. Our blockbusters continue with a title that was crowned the best action-adventure game at E3 last year, Assassin's Creed, from our partners at Ubisoft Montreal. Please welcome to the stage Jade Raymond and Patrice Dessier.
Hi everyone, this is unbelievable. The team's been waiting a long time to show you what we've been working on, and tonight we get to play Assassin's Creed for you on this gigantic screen. For those of you who haven't heard of Assassin's Creed, it's the brand new franchise being developed at the Ubisoft Montreal studio. What you see here is a city that we haven't shown yet that some of you may recognize. It's Jerusalem, based on the historic documents from the period where this game takes place, the Third Crusade. Now, everything that you see in the distance is interactive. Every building you see, you can actually pick your own path, climb anywhere, and make your way to it. Right now, our objective is to take out Talal, a slave trader, who's located right behind us. So we're gonna jump down. Okay, luckily no one saw that. We're gonna jump down and make our way through the crowd. And crowd, as some of you may know, is one of the big focuses for Assassin's Creed. What Patrice is doing here, bumping into people, carrying jars, is probably not a good idea. It's better to gently push them out of the way, especially if there are soldiers around. And you can see here there's this beggar who's also a different gameplay element. Well, Patrice decided to get rid of her rather quickly. But she gets in your way and will slow you down. So part of your objective as an assassin isn't only getting to know the city, but also getting to know the people, because all of the crowd can either help or hinder you in your mission.
You have something to say? You know what you want. What is it?
So clearly these guys are protecting the pass. So we're going to have to find another way into Talal's warehouse. Last year we showed you the monks over there. That's one way to get by protected areas, but we're going to show you a different trick tonight. That guard standing over there is going to be a good way to create a diversion and distract the guards below. If you can see, that dead body is drawing their attention, and we're going to use this time to swing by here. And now we're almost at Talal's warehouse. All right. The door closed. That's not a good sign.
Help me. Save me.
Okay, this is a trap. I was trying to tell him
now
that.
Now I stand before you. What is it you desire?
Come down here. Let us settle this with honor.
Why must it always come to violence? It seems I cannot help you, Ashashi, for you do not wish to help yourself. And I cannot allow my work to be threatened. You leave me no choice. You must die.
Infidel!
So now, since we're cornered, it's a good time to show off
this
the fight.
This will teach you not to trespass. No more delays! Be done with him!
That was a very skillfully landed counterattack. Our fight system is very realistic. It's based on well-timed combos, like that one, and counterattack, where you use the enemy's attack animation to time your counter. You can also use the environment. And there's four different weapons to choose from. Patrice just changed to a short sword, which also comes with throwing knives, which are your long-range weapon. Awesome.
Keep him away from me!
Okay, Talal finally decided it's time to get out of there. This is going to give us a good opportunity to show off our chase AI. We've made Talal have his own personality in the chase, and no two chases will be the same. Basically, he's a cocky guy, he's overconfident, he set this trap for you. If you get far behind, he's going to stop and wait for you and taunt you. If you get close up, he's going to throw objects in your way, he's going to change his path. He'll even throw some of the people in your path like that, anything to slow you down, so no two chases are the same. And now that you can see, the crowd becomes a dynamic obstacle. Okay, Patrice has gone up here to try and do something that Talal can't do, which is free running. To try and use that time away from the crowd to catch up with him. Okay, almost got him. Awesome. That's all we have time for tonight. But if you enjoyed that, then you'll be able to experience this very soon when Assassin's Creed hits store shelves this November 2007. Thank
Great
you.
Great work. Patrice, well done. Thank you. Great kill at the end. Jay, always pleasure. Thank you. Take care. Thanks, you guys. Great stuff. Thank you very much. Now, each generation brings with it a select few stories that are so captivating and so groundbreaking that they not only become instant classics, but they also revolutionize entertainment. For many of us, that story was Star Wars. This was a movie that in 1977 truly changed the game with a mix of characters, conflicts, and special effects that's often mimicked but never equaled. 30 years later, a new generation is claiming a new story and a new hero. At the beginning of the show, you saw on full display the passion and the community that surrounds Halo. And what happens when five talented musicians immerse themselves in this wonderful story? I've got a similar experience to share with you now, coming from some of the most creative minds in entertainment. So we're very pleased this evening to present a unique creative cooperation between Bungie Studios, Weta down in New Zealand, and director Neil Blomkamp. Halo is an epic work of gaming fiction, but this live-action short offers a brief glimpse into the world of Halo 3 and a chance to believe. I talked earlier about the perfect storm of huge franchises coming to Xbox 360. Right now, the team at Bungie is hard at work on the third chapter of the Halo trilogy that sold nearly 15 million units and with gamers around the world logging almost a billion hours on Xbox Live. Beginning on September the 25th, Halo 3 will record the biggest launch in entertainment history. To celebrate this launch, we're announcing a new console for Halo Nation. Here it is. The Halo 3 Special Edition console launches worldwide in September, along with a lineup of Halo 3 themed accessories. By the end of the year, thank you. The fact that I could hold it with one hand was impressive enough. By the end of the year, Halo will be a $1 billion franchise and become one of this generation's most timeless stories. So there you have it, the greatest holiday lineup in video game history. It's a holiday lineup from the console that's driving the video game industry with the incredible support of our partners. It's a lineup that invites everyone to play. Tonight, we let the games talk. Look at our list of blockbuster holiday exclusives like Halo 3, Mass Effect, PGR 4, Ace Combat 6, Lost Odyssey, Blue Dragon, Splinter Cell Conviction, and BioShock. And this holiday will expand our reach and appeal with more family exclusives than we've offered before, like Viva Pinata Party Animals, Naruto, Rise of a Ninja, Eternal Sonata, and Seen It. We have some of the biggest titles from our partners, including Grand Theft Auto 4, Pro Evo Soccer, Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty 4, Virtua Fighter 5, and the entire lineup of EA Sports games. And we're adding even more family and social blockbusters like Rock Band, Dance Dance Revolution Universe 2, The Simpsons, and Beautiful Katamari. Our cards are on the table. This is who we are and what we will deliver to you this holiday. Thank you all for coming. It's been a pleasure to kick off E3, and I wish you all a wonderful week. But before we go, let's make sure we finish the fight.
Cowering in the dirt, thinking what? That you might escape the coming fire? Your world will burn until its surface is but glass.